Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
17 and a half minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Hey, we're twisting the dials in here. You know, we have with us Mike Caldwell from Square One, and our guest is Rebecca Risbach. Mike is from Square One. He's always got some interesting folks with him, and today we're going to be talking with Rebecca about affordable fashion and e-commerce. Mike, welcome to the News Hour again.
Thank you for having me
and
back.
And why don't we go ahead and lay the groundwork, first of all, and let people, once again, understand what Square One is.
So Square One is an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership focused on all things entrepreneurial. Basically focused on startups from I have an idea and I don't know where to go next to I need to raise $5 million of venture capital. How do I do that?
And we need to do it now.
And a little bit of everything in between.
And each month you bring someone to the stage, if you will, at Square One to talk about their startup, right? And who you got today?
Today we have Rebecca Risbach, and I've known Rebecca, I think, for 5-6 years now, since she's been in Des Moines, and she is a classic bootstrapper, meaning she didn't go out and raise a ton of capital. She built it from the ground up through hard work, harder work, and even harder work, and a couple dollars she could scrape together.
Well, welcome back to Iowa from Los Angeles.
Thank you. I actually just got off the plane yesterday morning.
Did you really?
I did, yes.
And was it smoggy out there?
It is always smoggy, yeah. And it was a little bit colder than normal, so I'm actually liking these warm temps.
So your background, Rebecca Risbach, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking to her about her startup. Actually, it's not a startup. You've been doing this for a while.
I just celebrated my 4-year anniversary, and I'm continuing the expansion into an online sector.
Yeah, I think that's where we want to go with this is, first of all, let's talk about your brick-and-mortar presence and why you decided to come back to Des Moines and open this up.
I worked in the fashion industry for almost 10 years, and I decided that I wanted to try my hand at being an entrepreneur. I've always had the vision of running my own business. Upon market research, I just thought that it was more realistic without the saturated market that you find in the city of Los Angeles with other small boutiques. So I, like you said, did everything myself with no money, just hand over fist back in the business.
Well, what I understand is one of the genesis ideas behind your store, your brick and mortar, and going forward is you came to Des Moines and you saw folks were dressed pretty cool, pretty snappy. You say, where'd you get that at?
I was on a business trip in Chicago. I extended my stay here in Des Moines and met with some friends over the weekend. And again, yeah, they were dressed great. And I said, you couldn't have got that in Des Moines. Nope, they didn't. They got it online. So that initial trip started my wheel spinning as this could really happen. So I progressed into more market research. I noticed that there wasn't any competitors offering on-trend affordable fashions from Los Angeles. And my niche is that I buy strictly from the manufacturers. So I essentially eliminate that middleman. So I'm bringing faster trends, disposable prices, and, you know, smaller rates. So you get it now or it's going to be gone.
Tell us about your store. Where is the brick and mortar store and what's it called?
So I currently have 2 locations. I originally started downtown in Des Moines, and I outgrew that space. I opened in West Glen, opened across in West Glen. So I have that space. It's next to Schaefer's in West Glen. And then I recently opened one in Prairie Trail in the Ankeny District.
Very nice. Now, so what do you think sets this apart? Okay, not only price, but you're able to get clothing directly from the manufacturers, which is very important. But what is it that's drawing people, and what's your target demographic? Who are you looking at?
18 to 35 is the business plan. I would say early 30s is realistic, our market. Women, young working professionals that want affordable clothing to wear from day to night. First job to getting married, engagement photos. I think what sets us apart is obviously our disposable pricing, but that instant gratification that they know that they're buying from someone that's worked in the industry, that understands the trends, they trust our staff, and they know that they're in good hands.
So when you talk about staff, how important is it to have staff that understand the fashion industry and can give good advice?
It's very important, and I've been very, very fortunate. A lot, I would say 98% of our staff comes from the Iowa State Fashion Program, which is an excellent program. A lot of them have also been into New York and Los Angeles and are transplants there, coming back to Des Moines to work in the industry. So I'm offering buying positions. Some of my managers get to go to Los Angeles with me and Vegas.
Yeah.
So it's...
The shows are in Vegas, I suspect.
Yeah, yes, twice shows. A year, yeah. And then we go. I try and go once every other month.
Let me ask you about the buying opportunities. When you do fashion buying, you're buying, what, 6 to 8 months in advance of the season?
Sometimes. My inventory shifts constantly, so I buy for immediate, too. That's why I went to L.A. this weekend. When I go to the travel shows to Vegas, I'm buying 6 to 8 months out,
sure,
correct?
Yes. Sure. And how do you know what's going to be in?
Well, I'd like to say I have a natural gift for it and the many years that I've spent in the industry, but also identifying with my target market. So the magazines could say hot pink spandex pants are going to be in. Mm. I know that my target market in Des Moines, Iowa is not going to be wearing hot pink spandex pants. So it's a mix between the psychological value, the business mind, and also the fashion sense.
We were looking at Mark McDowell's fashion sense over there.
Just making sure I didn't offend anybody.
No hot pink in the room.
Exactly. Well, Rebecca Risbeck, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about her business. And now, so you've gone from this business of brick and mortar, and you want to take it to online and e-commerce. You must believe that there's a real calling out there from beyond the confines of geography.
Absolutely. I want to say our biggest hurdle right now is just keeping up with the demand.
Yeah.
So we've grown, we have a national presence now. We're constantly shipping out even international from our Facebook page. So why not take advantage of that? So I just leased a 4,000 square foot warehouse. I'm in the process of the fulfillment stage and getting, the back end of the website going and the photography and everything like that. And again, this is something that I've worked for in Los Angeles. So I want to say that I'm educated.
So you know how to do it.
Right. But I'm still a startup company at the end of the day. I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants over here, just hoping for the best.
So how tough is it to be able to get fashion sense out of Iowa, out of a flyover state, to other parts of the country? Are they going, hey, what do we got? Seed corn caps and bib overalls here?
Right. Well, again, we try and pitch the meaning behind the vision behind my concept, which is Mint LA, and the LA obviously for Los Angeles. So everything originates in Los Angeles. Again, I'm flying out there very frequently. A lot of my friends are in the buying industry as well, so they're communicating with me. So I want to say that our product speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to be doing with Mike on Wednesday? Mike?
Uh-oh.
Well, we're going to be doing an interview program. So we do this every month. It's a networking event from 11:30 to noon. We have a lunch. You can bring your own, or you can pay a few bucks, register in advance, pay a few bucks, and we'll get you lunch. And then from noon to 1, I'll do an interview with Rebecca for 25, 30 minutes, and we'll open up to the audience, let them ask their questions, find out what they want to know. And so it's just a chance for the community to get to know another entrepreneur in the area. And sometimes an entrepreneur that maybe the traditional startup community hasn't heard of or didn't really understand, they're out there doing a national e-commerce play and has a background in distribution centers, knows what she's doing with that. Mm-hmm. So just trying to let people know who all's out there.
And what this is, Michael, this is very different from many things that you bring to the stage. You bring lots of high-tech things.
But I think it's important that that's not the only thing.
Absolutely. And I salute you for taking a look at this because, so many times my question has always been to anyone Michael brings in here is, so how are you making money? And many times, quite frankly, they go, well, we're working on it.
Not yet.
Not yet.
To be determined.
Yeah, right. To be determined. But you're already there.
Yes, I'm very fortunate. I don't want to say I'm there yet, but I'm very blessed with the success of the business. And my vision is to essentially franchise. So I want to keep plugging along.
Sense.
And Mike's taken me under his wing over the course of the years. And I would never do an interview in front of people. I'm terrible, as you can see.
No, you do. You're doing
great. But he's kind of helped me along. And I obviously want to give back to the community and educate that there are startups that aren't necessarily technology-based.
Right. So what's been the biggest hurdle that you've had to overcome so far?
Keeping up with the growth and then the competition, people trying to steal the brand. So that's been my biggest, is protecting my assets.
Steal the brand.
Yeah. So I go to LA, I source the product myself out of hundreds of thousands of product options. I handpick for my store, and then we have women that come in and think that it's all about shopping and that they want to open their store, and they don't understand really the, you know,
the business side.
The business side, yeah. And the things that go into a success. So they want to steal a brand. So we do a lot of private labels, which is going through the manufacturers, putting my mint labels in it. You know, things like that, thinking outside the box. As a startup company, you are going to have problems along the way, and it's really about picking yourself up and the momentum keep going.
Are these kinds of businesses like you're in, are they capital intensive? Or are you able to start modestly and then grow it?
Is
it?
It's. I wouldn't say my recipe is the best way to go.
Yeah.
By any means, I would suggest making your business plan and going through either private investors or banks. But I've just been very, very either driven, stupid. I don't know, but I've been very fortunate along the way.
I think the word that comes to mind is tenacious.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, Rebecca, thanks so very much, and good luck on Wednesday.
He's a
piece of cake over there. What are you talking about? Good job on you, Mike.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us, by the way. Last-minute notice.
It was kind of a last-minute notice, but hey, that's all right. We were able to make it work. You know, that's okay. Rebecca, good luck to you.
Thank you.
I wish you nothing but the best. Come back when you're franchising all this stuff, and we'll talk about it again.
So.
It's called L.A. Mint, or Mint L.A., Mint L.A., and you can find it here brick and mortar wise and soon online, and buy some really kicky looking clothes from Rebecca. Why not?
Not the neon spandex.
No. I don't know, you know. Or what was the, what were the Lululemon? Remember?
Yeah, let's not even go there.
Let's not even go there.
They're in trouble again, by the way. I heard they did it again.
Yeah, I know.
I think they'd learned.
It's always something with those guys.
That's what happens when the people buying the clothes aren't part of the management.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It does happen that way. Thank you very much, Mike. All right. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.
We're going to step aside. We've got Laura Connard coming in with the Des Moines Business Calendar, education and networking opportunities for you and your business. Coming up next with Laura on the Business News Hour.